Armed with Truth is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise. Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard. You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios, Speak Boise, and at their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios, speak and be heard. This podcast is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communications experts and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Imprints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and wide format printing for signs as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? Visit Instant Imprints at instantimprints.com/Boise or call 208-IMPRINT. That's 208-467-7468. Welcome to Armed with Truth, a podcast for youth. I'm your host, Lisa Brunil. As you listen today, I just want you to keep in mind this question. What is Heavenly Father's personal message for you right now in this podcast? Is He inviting you to learn more about a specific truth, to make a change, or to take a specific action? The Holy Ghost will testify to you of the exact message that Heavenly Father has for you right now, today, a message that will bring you strength and power to follow Jesus Christ. So let's get started and be armed with truth. First off, I want to tell you about some exciting news. Speak Studios has recently partnered with eBay. We have access to awesome deals, some up to 50% off, and we want to work together to get these deals out to listeners. This episode's link gives you up to 50% off on eBay products. So make sure to get these top shelf products discounted while you can. Okay, let's get to the real content of today's podcast. I'm going to begin this podcast by concentrating the first few episodes on some foundational truths. Understanding these foundational truths will give us strength and safeguards that will be at the very core of all the other truths that I hope to discuss here on Armed with Truth. Do you ever feel like you're in a battle? Are you fighting every day against some kind of attack from Satan? Maybe it's negative thoughts, depression, self-doubt, difficult friends or relationships, hard family situations, challenges at school, temptations, or pornography. I want you all to imagine a war with a vast battlefield. Imagine there are soldiers fighting on two separate sides. As you look closer, you see that many of the soldiers on one side of the conflict don't really seem to be fighting. In fact, they are being wounded and harmed without even engaging their opponents. Then you realize they aren't fighting because they don't even realize they're on a battlefield. And even worse, they don't even know they are soldiers or even that there is a battlefield. Other soldiers on this side recognize the battle, but they seem unprepared and some even uninterested. Others seem too worn out and tired to wield weapons or shield themselves, even removing valuable protective armor. All of these soldiers are being wounded and harmed and hewn down. I would say in a war, that's not very good odds for victory. Considering this story, it's true. We are in a literal war. And if we don't understand that fact, if we don't know we are on a battlefield and that we are soldiers, if we are unprepared or uninterested in the fight or are too worn out to even wield weapons, if we are removing valuable armor, aren't we already at a great disadvantage? To really understand what I'm talking about, I think we have to back up to the premortal life. I don't know about you, but I really love a good story. And I especially love hearing stories from the past about myself. I think you might know what I mean. Don't you love it when your parents tell a funny or adorable story about you as a baby or toddler, or brag about something amazing you've done? I also love a good story about the conflict of good and evil. Isn't that what almost every fairy tale or novel is about? Think Jack and the Beanstalk, Cinderella, Star Wars, Lord of the Rings. Well, here's a story that combines those things. It's a story from the past, and it's about you. It's also a story about the conflict of good and evil. It's about your beliefs and your allegiance and how you fought for those. And what's even better about this story is it's true. So let me set the scene. You and I and all of us existed in the premortal life before we came to Earth. We lived in the presence of Heavenly Father and Heavenly Mother as spirit children. What did it look like? Who did you hang out with? Don't you wish you could remember? I think it was even more incredible than we can imagine. It was here that we learned to love truth as we were taught it from heavenly parents. Sometimes I wish so much that I could remember it clearly. So here we were in the premortal life, learning and growing, and Heavenly Father called a council, the Council in Heaven. We all gathered together, and he presented a plan for our progression, the plan of salvation. He told us the details of the plan. He would provide an earth. We would be born and given the gift of a physical body. We would have the opportunity to learn, and we would have the gift of agency, or the ability to choose for ourselves between good and evil. Life on earth would bring happy times and hard times. We would experience peace, happiness, pleasure, health, along with trials, fear, sickness, pain, and death. Because of weakness, we would all sin and all make mistakes. But Heavenly Father knew that, and he provided a Savior. The Savior would take upon himself our sins and give his life so that we could overcome death and sin. And if we chose to follow the Savior, we would return and live with Heavenly Father again. This was a plan for our progression. And if we followed it, we would become like Heavenly Father and have a fullness of joy. We listened to Heavenly Father present his plan, and then the scriptures say that we shouted for joy. Imagine all of us shouting for joy, you and me, so excited that we shouted for joy. Joy that we would come to earth. Joy that we would get a body. Joy that we could become like Heavenly Father. You and me were there along with all the other spirit children of Heavenly Father. Don't you just wonder who you were sitting by? Heavenly Father needed a Savior, and he asked, "Whom shall I send?" Jesus Christ responded and offered himself. He would take all of our sins upon himself and give his life for us, and all the glory would go to God. He said, "Father, thy will be done, and thy glory be thine forever." He supported Heavenly Father's plan, and he volunteered to be the Savior of the world. Lucifer, however, rebelled against Heavenly Father's plan. He had a different idea. He said, "I will be thy son, and I will redeem all mankind, and one soul shall not be lost. And surely I will do it, wherefore give me thine honor." Under Satan's plan, there was no agency, there was no progression, and there was no glory for God. Heavenly Father chose Jesus Christ to be the Savior of the world. Lucifer was angry and rebelled, and that began a war. He persuaded a third of the host of heaven to follow him. That alone should tell us something about Satan's powers of temptation and persuasion. I imagine myself in that war. I know that Satan would have fought really hard for every single spirit he could get. That means I must have fought hard and long as well. So here is where my allegiance and your allegiance to God and our valor and our strength and courage come in. Remember, this is a story of you and what you believed in. You and me, we fought against Satan. You and me, we withstood his persuasions and his temptations. We stood for the Savior. We stood and fought for Heavenly Father and his plan. No doubt we stood and fought for each other. I don't think it was a quick and painless war. I think we had to fight hard and give everything we had. And ultimately, we won that battle. The scriptures say that Christ and his followers overcame Satan by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Imagine the power of your testimony then, a testimony so strong to overcome Satan. That was you, and that was me. Well, Satan and his followers were cast out of heaven, and they were denied the privilege of gaining a physical body and experiencing life on earth. Those who followed Christ and who fought for Heavenly Father's plan and overcame Satan, we were given the gift of bodies, and we were awarded the amazing privilege of coming to earth. The very fact that you are alive today on this earth is a testament of what you fought for. You fought for Heavenly Father's plan. You fought for the Savior. The war didn't really end there in heaven. In fact, it has never ended, because Heavenly Father allows Satan and his followers to be here on the earth with us and to tempt us. Temptation is part of Heavenly Father's plan. We had to have a choice between good and evil. And since that war in heaven, Satan and his followers have continued to fight for our souls. They have not forgotten me, and they have not forgotten you. No, they remember us. They know us, and they are fighting us daily. Satan is real. He seeks your misery, and he ultimately seeks your complete destruction. I love this quote from Elder Dale G. Renland. He says, "Lucifer is the accuser. He spoke against us in the premortal existence, and he continues to denounce us in this life. He seeks to drag us down. He wants us to experience endless woe. He is the one who tells us we are not adequate, the one who tells us we are not enough, the one who tells us there is no recovery from a mistake. He is the ultimate bully, the one who kicks us when we are down." Now that is a description of Satan. If we don't want to be like the soldiers on the battlefield that we described earlier, we have to acknowledge the facts. At this very hour, there is a literal war being fought for our souls, every soul on the earth, a war that has continued since before the earth was created. On one side, there is Christ championing Heavenly Father's plan of salvation and making eternal life for each of us possible through his atonement. On the other side is Satan, fighting against Christ, against the plan, against Heavenly Father, and ultimately against us. So the choice is ours. We get to personally decide whose side to be on. Satan is a real being, seeking to destroy us, to trick us, to lure us, and to bring us down into bondage. He will use any method, any device, and any strategy to keep those souls on the earth from eternal life. So many of Satan's attacks are focused on our bodies. Why? Well, because he has no body of his own. Consider this. Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ both have bodies of flesh and bone. They have mastered the temptations of a physical body, and their bodies are glorified and exalted. That is what we all want too. Satan will do all he can to keep us from gaining a resurrected, glorified, and exalted body. In our day, some of Satan's most powerful weapons are lust, immorality, and pornography. These temptations specifically target our bodies, and they specifically target Heavenly Father's plan of happiness in so many ways. In Heavenly Father's plan, we need bodies to progress. We make covenants to keep our bodies healthy, to live the law of chastity with strict obedience. In return, we are promised glorious blessings. Satan seeks to draw us away from the Lord's blessings by convincing us to ignore the Lord's commandments. In this fierce battle against Satan, the attacks are relentlessly directed at our physical bodies. I like what Elder David A. Bednar taught. He said, "One of the ultimate ironies of eternity is that the adversary, who is miserable precisely because he has no physical body, invites and entices us to share in his misery through the improper use of our bodies. The very tool he does not have and cannot use is thus the primary target of his attempts to lure us to physical and spiritual destruction. Satan never ceases his attack on our bodies, on our chastity and morality. He cunningly brings the temptations of lust, immorality, and pornography to us, disguised as things that will bring us pleasure, things that will make us feel important, accepted, wanted, and loved, things that instead leave us lonely, empty, without true connections, full of shame, and even in bondage. We cannot be complacent, casual, or even asleep in this battle. We have to wake up to the war. We have to fight the battle and engage in the conflict. Our souls and the souls of those we love are at stake. You and I, we were valiant in the war of heaven. You and I can be valiant here. We can withstand Satan's temptations to misuse our bodies. We can rely on the Savior Jesus Christ. We can repent and we can change. Our weakness can be made into strength. We can learn truth and love truth and be armed with truth. With the help of the Savior Jesus Christ, we can overcome Satan. The amazing part of all of this is we already know who wins the war. In the end, it is Jesus Christ who is victorious. The part left untold is the end of the story for you. What is your source of strength? Where is your allegiance? These are the winding up scenes of the earth. Whose side are you on? In this final segment of the podcast, I'm going to give you a quick summary of some of the truths from today. And from this episode forward, we're going to call it Today's Truth Takeaways. So here they are. You are in a literal war for souls. In the war in heaven, you fought for Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. Satan is real. He has not forgotten you, and he seeks your personal destruction. Satan will target your physical body. Christ is your Savior and Redeemer, and in the end, he will triumph over all. You get to choose to fight and be armed with the power of Jesus Christ. Attention Idaho and California residents. If you're shopping for a mortgage, contact PacFi, a mortgage brokerage with the top wholesale lenders in the nation. They are committed to simplifying the mortgage process, saving you time and money. Call 858-442-7048 or visit pacfi.com. NMLS number 1462943, equal housing lender. I want to return to our first question. Did you get an answer? Do you know it? Do you feel it? What is the personal message God has for you today? Once you know it, I invite you to take action and then watch. Watch for greater power and strength to come into your life, the power and strength to follow Jesus Christ. I can't wait to hear what you do. Keep coming back. Heavenly Father has so much more in store for you here on Armed with Truth.